Hey everyone, this is Kirk Martin, founder of Celebrate Calm. We had over 1,500 strong-willed kids just like yours in our home over the course of a decade. So our expertise isn't based on reading about kids in some book. We know your kids inside now. And so we asked parents this: hey, Christmas is coming. And if Santa could stop two things from happening in your home, like if he could bring you some kind of magical stocking stuffer, what would you ask for? And the overwhelming response was, could you please help us get our kids to stop fighting and to stop playing video games and being on screen so much? And I was like, heck yeah, I'm all over that one. And I know I'm not Santa and I don't look good in red, but I'm really excited to address this because we actually have two brand new programs that help you do exactly that. And for the purposes of this short, I mean, I want to do this in less than 10 minutes because you're busy. I want to give you two different ways of looking at screens and sibling fights. So let's start with screens. Right now, this is what you hear in your home. Mom, can I just play for a few more minutes? Why can't I get an iPhone yet? Hey, when can we go to the video game store? Why does he get to play more than me? But this is what I really want you to hear your kids screaming out to you. Mom, Dad, we don't really want to be stuck on screens 24/7. We know it's sucking the life out of us and it's not healthy. We're actually bored by them, but we don't know anything different. In fact, you guys are always on your screens, so why should we do anything differently? And you guys always give in to us. You think we're going to hate you if you say no. But the truth is we need you to lead us and show us a different way, because our friends aren't going to do it and our parents aren't going to do it because they're just as addicted to screens as we are. And they just prefer to keep their kids quiet and occupied with a screen. So please, Mom and Dad, lead us and show us a different way, so that we can experience joy and connection with others and satisfaction. And your response inside is going to be this: because I love you so much, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to risk you being upset and mad at me. I'm going to be vulnerable, different than the neighbors. I'm going to take the initiative and lead. Because I love you so much, I don't want you going through life thinking this is the only or best way to do life with your head in a screen. So here's what I want you to know. You will never, ever get your kids off screens until you do this one thing. Yes, you've got to have clear limits and boundaries all over that. You could even go Amish on your kids and cut off electricity to your house. But most of you aren't going to do this. So you have to understand one key concept if you want your kids to turn their eyes from screens to connect with the larger world. Kids bury their heads in screens because it meets five important needs. And until you meet those five needs in other ways, your kids will seek to meet them through their phone, through texting, video games, social media, and their iPads. See, we had 1,500 kids in our home who were borderline addicted to screens, and my son was that kid as well. None of your lectures matter. It's not a rational thing that's happening. It's deeper than that. It only changed one day when I asked my son this question, and then I actually listened. I said, Case, you know what? I'm curious. Why do you like screens so much? And here's what I learned. And this changed everything. Five main needs. This is what I learned. Number one, screens give kids space. See, when we were kids, we had time alone. We were out roaming through the neighborhood, hanging out at 7-Eleven. We were on our own. We had ownership of our lives. We made decisions. There were no adults around. But your kids don't have that. So this generation's version of hanging out by themselves and getting their own space, it's what they do through their screens. It's kind of a respite from all the stress and the pressure. And because they know you don't play video games, it's their own space. Number two, screens feel safe and orderly. Because when your kids play their video games, here's what they know. They know exactly what to expect because the rules of the game are always the same. The consequences are always the same. There's not a mom and dad video game with different rules. They don't go to a different house where there are different rules there. So in a chaotic, fast-paced world, screens feel safe and orderly for your kids. Number three, it's stimulating, challenging, and an outlet for their creativity because they get immediate feedback. They win, they lose, they start over again. They have to get to the next level. They have to use their strategic brains. So rather than arguing with you, okay, not really, but rather than do that, they get to use their brain power to outsmart their opponents or do Minecraft. Number four, it meets social needs. Yeah, I know it would be better if they were interacting face-to-face with other kids, and we'll get to that, but they interact with other kids through their screens. Do not discount the importance of that. Number five, it builds their confidence. And yeah, I know it's not the way we want to have that done, but confidence comes from one thing, competence. When you are good at something, it makes you feel good about yourself and it builds your confidence. And the truth is that most of your kids are not good at school or behavior, but they can get the high score on their video game, and that makes them feel good about themselves. So think about this. Your kids are on screens, not to annoy you, because they meet five huge needs in their lives. So doesn't it make sense that they would want to be on their screens because it's meeting these needs? But think what happens. We come along and basically say this, hey, you know that activity that you really love that meets all these really important needs inside of you? Yeah, stop doing that. And they're like, I know, but if I stop doing that, what can I start doing? What do I do that fills those needs? And so that's the secret answer to the entire screen issue right there. You must meet these needs using their gifts, talents, and passions. Then and only then will you accomplish these three big goals. One, you'll get your kids off screens without fights. Two, you'll spark their internal motivation so they get a vision for their lives. And three, you will build their confidence. And that's why we put together the new Stop Fights Over Screens program. We did one for siblings because I want to take you through this process. And so I kind of jokingly said this at a conference last week, but I do mean it. Instead of buying your kids all these video games and all these toys that they don't need, get them to parents who are calm and in control of themselves and get them tools to help them get off of video games. Because here's the truth that nobody ever talks about. Your kids don't want to be dependent on screens. It doesn't feel good for them. They just need tools so they know how to be free from them. So, second thing I wanted to talk about. Here's a different way to think about sibling rivalry and fights. Now, this would take 2 hours to do the whole thing, and I've got a program for that, but I've only got a few minutes here. Here's what I want you to think about. Everyone tries to get siblings to stop fighting, but that's not my real goal. I want to use sibling fights as an opportunity to do three things. One, teach kids how to control themselves instead of controlling each other. The most important life skill that a human being can learn, because it will save marriages. Some of you are married to someone who cannot control himself, and he tries to control your emotions, and I want to break that pattern. Number two, get the provoking child to stop pushing his siblings' buttons, because you know how this works in the home. There's the child who provokes, the child who reacts. And so how do we get that provoking child to stop pushing his siblings' buttons? We use the same exact process we do for video games. See, he's irritating his brother because it meets his need for brain stimulation. See, controlling other people's behavior and reactions is wrong, but it's really stimulating for their brains. So if we want them to stop, we have to figure out how to meet that need for brain stimulation in positive, purposeful ways. Does that make sense? Number three, here's what we teach that nobody else focuses on. The child who reacts plays an equal role in these situations, but parents only tend to yell at the provoking child, leave your brother alone. And then we separate the kids and we miss an opportunity to teach them to control themselves. See, that child who reacts is a 50% part of this process and we have to teach him. See, I want to teach the reacting child how to stop reacting and how to demonstrate self-respect. If you have a daughter especially, you want a girl growing up with self-respect. Now, I hope that makes sense. If you want to know the secrets to stop the sibling fights, the constant battles over screens, you've got to take an action. And here's why. I don't put all of this stuff on our website where everybody can see it. I keep it because I want people to have to work for it a little bit. I want it to be for people who've invested in our products before. It's just the way I am. So here are a couple ways you can get this information. One, you could email Emily at celebratecalm.com. Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, at celebratecalm.com. Just put the word siblings or screens in the subject line. She'll help you out. You can call us at 888-506-1871, and you'll talk to us. Or easiest way is probably go to our website. It's celebratecalm.com. Sign up for the newsletter. There's a thing that says, hey, if you want to get 10 secrets to get your kids help with stop meltdowns, sign up for that, and then we'll send you this information. Because it's on a special web page that I don't make public to everybody else just because it's the way I do stuff. So thank you for tuning into this. Again, go to CelebrateCalm.com, visit on our Facebook page, Celebrate Calm, and we'll help you out. But thank you all for investing this time. Enjoy the Christmas season, and I'll be back with more podcasts shortly. But thank you very much.